Hi, Katie.
Hey, how you doing?
You folks at PolitiFact Florida must watch an awful lot of political ads.
They're really coming in.
Let's hear some of the ad that 60 Plus ran in Florida telling people to call Bill Nelson and tell him to stop wasteful spending.
He voted for Obama's failed $800 billion stimulus, but unemployment still went up and was the deciding vote for the health care law that cuts $500 billion from Medicare to pay for new government programs.
So, Katie, what's the ruling from PolitiFact? Did Nelson cast the deciding vote on Obamacare?
We gave it a mostly false.
How so?
Yes, he was one of the 60 votes needed to pass the health care law, but we found that his vote was not that special, in that he had been pretty cautiously optimistic and supportive of the bill from the beginning.
And this group is actually running ads in other states saying that other people cast the deciding vote.
Yeah, PolitiFact has looked at a few other claims targeting other Democrats.
As a viewer of television, I mean, this is very difficult for someone to know whether or not these things are factual. Does PolitiFact Florida have any advice other than keep following your columns?
I mean, yes, you should read our site, come to it often, but, you know, regardless of who's putting out the ad, be skeptical of pretty much everything you're seeing on TV. That's our best advice, I think.
Locally, you worked on an interesting story you did yourself about the Pinellas County Sheriff's race. Everett Rice, you know, wants to come back as sheriff. He served four terms there before moving on to the State House for a couple of terms. Now, if he wins the sheriff race, he gets $158,000 a year in salary and his state pension of $107,000 a year. Some are calling that double dipping, so Rice made this move.
I refuse to be named a double dipper. So in order to remove that issue of being a double dipper, I've decided to give my pension to charity.
Katie, does giving his pension to charity solve the issue of double dipping for Rice?
Well, that's kind of up for voters to decide. He will remain technically a double dipper because he is collecting that money from taxpayers still. But voters may look fondly at his decision to use it for a charity instead of just throwing it back to the state. He says the state doesn't need his pension.
Yeah, the other proposal that's being kicked around is that he take a dollar for being sheriff and take his pension.
Right. State Senator Mike Fasano from Newport Richey has suggested he do that, much like Governor Rick Scott has declined a salary greater than, I think, 12 cents.
Yeah, so it's really kind of the voters will have to decide now that he's decided to give this to charity whether or not they think that's double dipping. Their money is being used for some good, I guess.
That's why we didn't decide to do a rating. We figured, yes, he's technically still a double dipper, but he didn't say that he would not be a double dipper anymore. He's saying this removes the issue, and that it may or may not remove the issue for some people.
Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida. Listen, thanks for your insight. We'll talk again.
All right. Thank you.